hour launch into the third hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. Got a lot of features. They're free, including our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts created by listeners like you. It's all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com, though it is virtually unmoderated, so listeners, viewers, beware. You don't know what you're going to encounter over there. 800-259-9231. Right back into your phone calls. Let's talk to Sir Real, calling from any nightclub. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Guys, how are you doing?
Hey, Sir Real. What's on your mind tonight?
Got a question for you. Okay. I am a member of the Free State Project. And I realize I'm asking the wrong guys this question. Where in New Hampshire do you think live the most and the most beautiful women?
Oh, boy. Now, okay, what kind of women are we talking about here? Are we talking about younger women, middle-aged, older women? What are you looking for, Sir Real?
18 to 40.
18, okay, so the younger side, I would say, of the ladies out there. I know that all I can really speak to is Keene, because I haven't really spent much time anywhere else, and I can say that the ratio, at least according to the census data, whatever that's worth, is that there are slightly more females to males in the Keene area. Keene is also the home of Keene State College, which means that there's always a fresh batch of new young ladies coming into town every single year. So I think it's got two things going for it there. So that's my answer. Mark?
I generally find these statements to be, they're always anecdotal. It's somebody's experience as to where the attractive women are.
And what you consider attractive.
Right. I think that,
open the pages of Playboy, you'll see attractive women.
I suppose that's true.
I'm talking your 8s and 9s and 10s.
I understand, but I don't think that you can necessarily claim that there's going to be a congregation of those people any place but, say, New York, where they have where supermodels are employed, or Los Angeles, where aspiring actresses go, that kind of thing. I mean, a place that has several colleges, and Keene can claim a couple of them, and several places can claim a couple of them, is fine. But there's beautiful women everywhere, and honestly,
I'm wondering,
beautiful women isn't the trick. The women that you can get along with and talk to is really the ones that are going to make you happy.
Surreal doesn't care about talking, from what I understand.
You have to talk to them at some point.
Oh, I care about talking to them. I just care about looking at them first.
I gotcha. I'm telling you experience.
After I'm done looking at them, I got to talk to them. But, hey, I got to be attracted to them first.
Sure.
But here's an idea I'm thinking about, and maybe, again, wrong audience to ask. But nightclubs, there's probably more nightclubs in the larger cities, I imagine.
I would imagine so, but there aren't really very many cities in New Hampshire. Manchester is the largest city, and that's only got about 100,000 people in it, so it goes down from there. Nashua with about 70,000. I think the Seacoast and Concord have approximately 40,000, and then Keene's got like 25,000. So it goes down from there. Rochester maybe with like 25,000-30,000. So are there nightclubs in those places? I don't know. Define nightclub. I mean, there are bars in Keene. I don't know if that counts.
There's a nightclub.
Is there a nightclub?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, bars work. Actually, bars are better. Nightclubs are loud and annoying. And,
oh, there's plenty of bars.
Yeah.
And some of the bars play loud and annoying music. So you've got all that stuff.
Having been to several bars in Keene, I can tell you, you're not going to have any trouble with that particular activity.
With going to bars.
You know why?
Picking people up.
You know why I said bars are annoying, or, the nightclubs are loud and annoying?
Why?
Because I like to talk to the girls. See, you guys think one thing, and here it is the other thing.
See, I was jumping to conclusions about you, Sir Real. I thought you were a womanizer. I thought you were a misogynist.
There's nothing misogynist about being a womanizer.
No. Yeah. So, anyway, I'll see you guys at Porkfest.
Oh, well, we know who you are?
No.
So you'll see us, but we won't see you. Or if we do see you, we won't know it's you. Thanks, Sir Real.
Maybe I'll say hi to Julia. idea.
Hey, good luck out there. She won't be there. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. Now, as far as picking up women at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Surreal is going to have a bit of a challenge in that particular department. I don't know if that was his intention to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival to meet women. But there were more people there, more women there last year than there were the year prior to that and the year prior to that. I think the ratio keeps getting better. What was it last year, Mark? What do we figure? It was like 1 in 3?
I don't know.
Well, it's been real bad, and it's gotten better over time. But as was pointed out, and I don't remember who pointed this out, but the... While it may be true that 1 in 3 could be female at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it's probably only 1 in 10 that are unattached.
I think I pointed that out.
Yeah, yeah. So good luck to Surreal. I don't, it's going to be quite a challenge because those ladies are certainly surrounded by potential suitors who are all vying for their attention. But then again, Surreal does seem to be on his game. He has called before in the past about that sort of thing of the practice of picking up women at
If he's competing against a bunch of guys with your social skills, he should do okay.
All right. So the toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Ryan in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan. Ryan in Virginia, going once.
Hey, guys.
Just
calling because I may be a first. I don't, you guys talked about the idea that people, once they hear the Liberty message, they never go back, right?
Yeah, generally.
And I think philosophically that's probably true, but I'm finding myself, in a practical, like a day-to-day practical level, just retreating from every issue. It's strange. Maybe I'm going insane.
Give me one example.
Tell me what's happening for you. I need a little more information than just your retreating from the issues.
Absolutely. Let's see, a good example, I think it started back with the net neutrality issue. I get worried about bank regulation kind of stuff. I've been real worried about product safety kind of stuff.
Okay, you've covered three issues.
Okay, so now I think I have an idea of what you're saying, though. You're saying that in a free world, yes, the marketplace would regulate itself, but we don't live in a free world, so the government needs to regulate us. That's because safety has to be had today, right?
In a nutshell, I mean, it's more nuanced than that, I think, but yeah, that's kind of where I'm finding myself, and I know it's an unpalatable place, but it's an unpalatable place for me. It bothers me that I feel that way, but I'm having trouble with solutions that are in place now that are actually better than the ones that we actually have in place now.
So, you think the government is a bad organization to be doing this regulation, but it's the only organization that can do the regulation, so we should have the government do more regulation that they're bad at, right?
Not necessarily. I think that they are a bad system to have doing it, but that in theory, I would love that to get the government out of all of it.
Yeah.
But currently, they're... Every step that we take towards getting the government out of it, in my mind, has been making the problem worse.
Okay, I'm with you on this one. That if you deregulate in a this in the if you let the industration the whatever whatever organization it is or industry it is. Deregulate itself, it's going to remove the regulations that that actually did regulate it in some way, and it's going to keep the ones that
keep the barriers to entry up.
Keep the barriers to entry up. So it's really a suboptimal scenario when you do this sort of deregulation scenario where you take away 10% of the regulations or 25% of the regulations. You leave the regulations that just make it harder for people to compete, and you take away the regulations that actually did some good, that had some teeth. And I tend to agree on this, but I that doesn't mean I'm going to support the organization that does it.
I'll tell you what, if you don't mind, I'd like to dig in a little further, Ryan. Hang on.
Hang on.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Because advocating further government control is not going to do anything to bring about freedom. And it doesn't sound like that's what he really wants. So we'll explore a little further. Take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. And the site allows you to go and influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air by submitting show prep suggestions to Free Talk Live. You can go and create an account on the website. It's totally free. You find something online you think is really interesting, you think our listeners might like, you put it on our site, then other listeners can vote it up or down, and the most voted up within a certain time frame will be promoted to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them on the air at freetalklive.com.
You know, exercise and a good low-fat diet is a great idea. And I don't know about you, but I'm terrible at them. However, have found a product that worked for me without giving me kind of the freaked out jitters that so many weight loss supplements give you. It's called LumaThin Plus, and you can find it at LumaThinPlus.com. I've been taking it for quite some time. I'm steadily losing weight. This isn't one of those programs where you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days. This is a program where you take these pills twice a day. It's designed so that you spend less than a dollar a day, and you continuously, you know, over time, you will lose weight, and you don't really have to change your lifestyle in any way. LumaThinPlus.com. Lose weight the easy way with LumaThin Plus.
All right, so we continue here. Ryan is on the line with us in Virginia. And, Ryan, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
So you called in tonight to say that you get the ideas of liberty. You're on board with them. But recently you've been feeling dejected towards them to some extent from what you described as a practical standpoint, because you see instances of, like, so-called deregulation resulting in more problems, not any increased level of freedom, that kind of thing. And you mentioned a few different issues that were bothering you. Can you pick just one of them, and we can delve into that to some extent?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about product safety, particularly in the medical realm.
Okay,
this is a big one.
That kind of thing. It's a huge deal, and I agree that it's not being done particularly well.
Right now you've got the FDA, which has a multi-billion dollar process that takes something like a couple decades in order to... Yes?
And to be fair, to do large-scale human trials, you know, stage 1, stage 2, stage 3 animal trials, so, you know, from beginning of a chemical to end testing, that's probably a decades-long process for most drugs.
Sure, but if you're dying from the rare form of cancer that they're testing right now, and you can't get your hands on it because the FDA hasn't approved it, you're dying. Who cares whether or not the drug's going to kill you? You want to try it out, you know?
Yeah, but the unfortunate thing about that is that it opens up a lot of holes for... let's call it fraud.
I don't know about you, but there's snake oil being sold all over the place in this country.
I know.
Plenty of fraud.
And it needs to be lessened, not increased.
It needs to be lessened. So what would you propose?
I like the way the regulations in the drug approval process are working.
Okay, well, you're not really then in favor of liberty, then, are you? Because what you're talking about, I think you're just saying that to begin this conversation.
No. I am, and it's a long game thing. In the long game, what I want is two or three consumer reports type agencies that are rating these
things. I'm sorry, Ryan. Great, but how could you like what's currently happening? People are dying because of the current situation. People
and
that
people
are waiting to get medications are dying because they
absolutely.
Can't get their hands on them.
But
so
the
how could you like
those,
that?
Because
how can you
majority,
like that? How can you like that situation?
Because the vast majority of the things that they are quote-unquote dying while they're waiting on aren't any better than nothing or are going to kill them faster, and that's the whole thing.
Really? You think there's drugs out there that are going to kill people faster that are in the testing phases? You think people are spending millions of dollars, billions of dollars to test drugs that are going to kill people faster?
Vioxx comes to mind.
But it made it through.
Don't you?
The FDA didn't stop it, and this is the problem. This is what the government's going to do. It's going to cost billions of dollars to get your drug through. It's going to take decades to do it, and they're going to fail to stop them.
Yes, and in a well-managed free society, you're going to see probably 60% better, maybe 40% better. It's going to be a very, very similar process if it's an effective process.
Well, how do you know it's what makes you think that the process will be very similar to what the government is doing right now? What the government is doing right now is barring the level, essentially setting the level of entry very high, so only the most wealthy of corporations can put their drugs through the process in the first place. Good luck, you know, putting something together with your home laboratory and trying to get that approved. That's just not even going to happen.
Well, human trials are very expensive creatures. In order to prove that a substance does what you think it's doing in your home lab, you've got to do large-scale studies, and that costs billions of dollars.
Well,
yes, but you have to do them on people, and so
yeah,
when you're doing them on people, they're not, those people aren't protected.
They're protected by, well, that's all. That's institutional review boards and lots of other sets of things in between people and everything else. Yeah, they're protected because they said, I want to be in a clinical trial. I know this drug probably does not work.
Right, and what you're saying is that you don't think... You don't think people should be able to make that decision at all, because basically anybody that has they've got some sort of a problem, they can't take an experimental drug unless they happen to get, you know, be lucky enough to let into the little club of people that is allowed to take that experimental drug. Everybody else, just screw them. They're going to have to wait.
The study process might be able to be changed up, but yeah, in essence, we need to have the Consumer Reports style companies will be doing the same sorts of things in a totally free market.
But they wouldn't have the ultimate decision as to whether or not you could take that product. The Consumer Reports people would be reporting, and they would be watching the testing, and they would be independent and all of that, and it'd be great. But if I still wanted to go and take some concoction that somebody boiled up, I could do that if I wanted to, and there would be no governmental agency preventing me from doing that, meaning there would be more competition in the marketplace and more freedom.
Well, but the issue here is that we can't. I agree with you, and I'm philosophically, you're absolutely correct. But on a practical basis, I see a lot of companies selling a lot of things to a lot of very, very desperate people now, under all the restrictions, and they're not only are they sick, but they're also broke, and they're buying into.
Right, fraud's terrible, but death is worse. Okay, and that's what the FDA is doing.
In some cases, fraud equals death.
Right, what you're saying is
which side do you want people to die on is the question.
You're picking the government side. You're saying that coercion and death is better than fraud and freedom, and I disagree. I mean,
well, no, I'm saying fraud and death. Coercion and death is better than fraud and death. And I think that's what I'm going to do.
You're assuming, I believe the marketplace will cure cancer more quickly than the government will, okay? And I believe that you certainly have a level of fraud, but it's somewhere in there, they'll come up with, your competition will bring the solution to the top, the best solution to the top.
Your central managers are not.
The issue is informed consumers.
Well, the government is not going to give good information. The government leans towards one side as opposed to the other. The government favors the allopathic medicine style as opposed to, you know, the natural remedies and that sort of thing. In fact, they prevent them from even advertising what their products can do. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring it, Penny.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Glow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And the features, by the way, include our webcam. We've got a stream going on right now. You can see what's happening in the studio. And there's actually a lot happening in the studio tonight. There's a crew here that's doing some filming, some production in the background as we are doing the show.
Izzy is little beavers.
Yes, our webcam folks have been seeing that here all night. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com and watch and listen and chat, because the chat room is built into the very same page at cam.freetalklive.com, and it's all for free. By the way, the cam brought to you by memorydealers.com. Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, MPACs, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com. So just a few more thoughts before we continue on about Ryan's call. Now, Ryan's called in before, and he tends to be challenging toward the ideas of liberty. Now, when he called in the beginning, I didn't necessarily recognize his voice, and he called in and started his call by saying that he agrees with and understands the ideas of liberty, and then went on to spend the next 15 minutes with us talking about how he just, you know, can't see it all working, and that he embraces coercion in this area and that area and that area. you haven't come, in my opinion, Ryan, you haven't really come to an understanding of what it means to believe in freedom. Because if you can't actually apply the principle of non-aggression to your belief system, if you can't follow it, then you don't understand it. And it's not a it's not difficult to get the principle. The principle is that you won't aggress against, and you won't support aggressing against other people who are not harming others. And so once you understand what that means, then you have to apply it if you really believe in it. If you think that's a good principle, if you think that makes sense, at least. I mean, you may believe that you think you should aggress against people, in which case you wouldn't agree with the non-aggression principle. But if you hear the non-aggression principle...
Well, what he was saying is that, in a free market, that all that stuff would work. We don't live in a free market, so we need the government bureaucracy to handle people's incompetence.
No, that's not what he was saying, because he was saying that he was worried that in a free market, things would be worse. He was worried that in a free market, there would be more fraud. What I heard him saying was that in the medical industry, that was the issue we got into with him, was that in the medical industry, there is fraud today. He admitted that. He pointed out, I pointed out there's plenty of snake oil being sold right now with all the government regulations. And his fear was that, there would be more of it in the absence of the government. And what I'd like to say is that your fear is not a justification for aggressing against people, period. Just because you're afraid that there might be more fraud out into the future doesn't justify having a violent monopoly around to force its way of the way it thinks things should be on everybody. And we can sit here and debate back and forth about whether or not there would or would not be more fraud. And from my perspective, it is speculation to say that there would be fewer instances of fraud. I don't know if that would be true.
Well, if you limit the marketplace and say only let 1/10 of the items on the shelf that would otherwise be there, then you are limiting the fraud because you're limiting consumers' ability to make a decision.
Mm.
So if a free market has 100 items, you only allow 10 items to hit the shelf, you only have one instance of fraud. There's 10%. Call it five of your items are fraudulent, five of them aren't. Well, you only have five instances of fraud where the free market would have 40 instances of fraud versus 60. So the free market could have a larger percentage. I think there would be plenty of fraudulent stuff on the free market.
Sure.
Don't think that it would get the rankings of the systems that would be put in place. I think you would probably have more in-depth rankings. People would have a better idea of what they're getting. I think there absolutely would be. Somebody would sell you beef stew as a cure for cancer.
You'd have more better products. I like what you're saying there. You'd have more products to choose from. So of the ones from which you could choose, some would be fraudulent, but some would be better than what you currently have today because of that competition aspect, because you'd have unrestricted competition, whereas what he's advocating for is, the system, it's not perfect, but at least it's protecting us from this and that and this and that. But we don't know what we're missing. And that's what you're talking about here, the seen and the unseen. Yeah, we can see what's out there now.
Well, what you can see right now is that the drug industry has gotten so deeply in bed with the patent lawyers is that you don't have the innovation that was going on even a few decades ago in the medical industry. The medical industry is broken. It's going to take a couple more decades for people to really wrap their minds around it, but it is broken right now, and something radical needs to be done to change it, and I believe that radical thing is freedom.
Absolutely. And as long as you've got a central group of authoritarians deciding which way an industry should go, you end up with some really bad unintended consequences.
Just take a look at the 5-year plans in the Soviet Union. That's what central planners do for you.
And that's what he is essentially advocating. And I'm sorry, you don't really understand freedom. I think that him coming in with I understand freedom, but
I'm not going to claim that. I don't know.
I think him coming in with that at the beginning of his call was to kind of lay the groundwork to jump into the issue, which is that's fine. When we might have otherwise have focused on the more root issues of what he was missing on. So I feel like I almost dropped the ball on that phone call in that. I don't know if we were really if I was really striking at the root of the issue and whether or not. Well, if you understand what non-aggression is, how could you support aggression? If you understand and embrace the ideas of non-aggression, you can't support aggression. I mean, it's a black and white issue. There's not a gray area in there.
Well, I think that, you know, I understand the ideas of non-aggression. However, that's not my root at this. My root is peace, and I believe and society moving forward.
Well, isn't the non-aggression peace, isn't that another way of saying peace?
It's not necessarily if it doesn't work. Do you understand? I'm for what the system that works best. I believe that that system is liberty, and I believe it very well could be complete liberty, but I think these things have to be tested, and I think that people should be able to test them without being crushed under the heel of the state. However, I don't intend to be one of those people out there testing this totally free scenario thing.
So wait a minute. So I'm confused. You said that
freedom, total freedom. By freedom, I mean no government, no coercive entity at all. Resulted in stupider people with more children dying in childbirth.
You support aggression.
Yes,
but then you don't support peace.
Oh, I do support peace.
No, you don't. If you support aggression, you can't support peace.
If the result of the result of a non-aggressive form of government or no government at all is more people being aggressed against by their neighbors and people around them, then yes, I will support the less aggressive form of stable small government that will protect them from those things.
Okay, right. And then we're back into this paranoid scenario where you believe that in the absence of widespread aggression by a violent monopoly...
I'm not saying that. That I believe that people should be able to test that theory if they wish to do that. That's all. You want to test it? Fine and dandy, pal. Go test it. So, I'm not going to tell you you can't.
Right. So you're not really in favor of peace amongst individuals. You're in favor of what you believe would be the most peaceful scenario.
That's correct.
I said, even if it involves aggression, even if your more peaceful scenario involves aggressing against everyone wholesale by a violent monopoly, you would favor that.
If that violent monopoly aggresses against a far fewer people than criminal gangs that would rise up in its place, yes.
The violent monopoly aggresses against everyone. That's what taxation is.
On a small basis.
No, it's consistent and
it is consistent
throughout.
Sure.
It is not a small basis.
I'd rather be taxed 5% of my wages than have my throat slit in front of my wife.
1-800-259-9231, but your taxes aren't stopping your throat from being slit.
They help.
No, they don't. 1-800-259-9231. Where are the cops? You don't even have a cop in your town. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can, again, bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping, amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Carl listening in Canada. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes. Hi. I update you listeners. I got my website up working again. I've been detained by Canadian Immigration for over 3 years now. My liberatecarl.com is my website. C-A-R-L is how I spell my name. You should take a look at it and talk about our justice system, immigration reforms. This is just one example. The Canadians need immigration reform just
now,
as much as the Americans.
Are you in a
when
federal
they can just
prison?
Detain somebody and arbitrarily hold them without due process.
I mean, you've been calling
they keep me
for,
locked up for 3 years.
Right, you've been calling for a long time on this program.
Well, they keep transferring me. They transferred me from this immigration detention center. Then they sent me to a local prison here Montreal North, they have another prison. Then they sent me to a mental health evaluation center that was in over there. That was Pinnell Institute. Now I'm at Douglas Institute. Now I can call out on 800 numbers. I can try to
get
the information out to others. And
now, so what,
it's been 3 years now. That was May 2007.
No. Carl,
I was arrested. Now it's May 2010.
Carl,
and this thing could go on indefinitely. And
Carl,
I have a whole bunch of documents, evidence, and you don't even want to look at it. You know?
Carl, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. What was the website again?
Liberate.
Carl. Carl.com?
Yes, Carl with a C.
Okay.
Well, you're. What are they holding you for? I mean, I've my experience with
what they're arguing is that I have a criminal record in the States, so that disqualifies me from residing in Canada, because they can kick anybody out of Canada, or any foreigner.
Well, that
has a criminal record.
Yeah, Mark, that happened to Mark, but they actually just booted you right out. They didn't hold on to you for a very long time, right, Mark?
Right, yep. I just was one day.
Yeah, you just agreed to sign a paper to go back. And I've been fighting to stay here because the Americans railroaded me. I got proof, a prosecutor and other officials, the probation office that did the pre-sentencing report, put up a report full of lies and contradictions, and I asked for the evidence to support the pre-sentencing report, and they never provided the evidence. Now it's 3 years, the saga still goes on. But
Carl, are you going to be arrested if you return to the United States?
Well, there's an issue over a 90-day probation violation, which I was supposed to have credit for time served. And I did over
You sat in jail for 3 years?
But they're not using
Wait,
that.
Carl,
they're
Carl.
I can't hear you very
yes,
well.
Yes, Carl, you sat in jail for 3 years over a 90-day probation violation? I mean, why don't you go back to the United States, serve whatever 90 days you've got to serve for whatever probation violation, and then go to some other country besides Canada? What is so exciting about going to Canada that you'd stay in jail for 3 years there?
Well, the criminal sentence that the probation is based upon was about this false statement that this girl gave the Secret Service, supposedly.
It doesn't matter, Carl. That's statement. Not my question to you. My question isn't whether you're guilty of whatever charge the United States is going to give you. It sounds to me like you're talking about the most you would have to do is 90 days in jail, that you've traded 3 years in prison in Canada.
Now they're after more because of all this stuff, all the publicity going all over the Internet. Now it seems like they want to send me back and try to fix me and get me on new charges, maybe treason, because I
just leave
Canada
the country. If you want to leave the country, leave the country.
Chavez and Ahmadinejad. I asked for asylum in Cuba.
Carl, how are you going to get out? If you tell the Canadian people that you'll go back to the United States, will they let you back out?
Well, probably not, because I don't trust the American system one bit.
No, I'm asking about the Canadian people. If you told the Canadian people that, okay, I'm going to go back now, would they just let you out? How will you actually get out of the Canadian?
They hand me over to the border. The marshals, U.S. marshals, would pick me up and decide to take me back to Alexandria. Then they would try to argue about this credit that I was. They owe me 10 months of jail credit.
I
supposedly owe them 30 days. They were supposed to give me credit for those 10 months, that which would eliminate the 90-day sentence.
But they didn't.
No.
Okay.
The judge okayed it at first.
It's a mess. I mean, Carl's in a messy.
Time served.
Carl, you're in a messy situation. Although,
you made it messy, Carl.
Well, now wait a minute. I mean,
I heard about another guy who was detained by immigration
for his
story. He was a terrorist. He's supposedly a terrorist. His name is Adil Tirtawi. He was immigration detention for 3 years. They let him out 3 years later.
Yeah,
proved he wasn't a terrorist.
Mark, you shouldn't place the blame on Carl. I mean, he tried to escape from a situation where he was being persecuted by the United States people and tried to go. He thought that he could seek asylum in Canada because that was the old thing you could do.
The couple of days he spent in Canada. If he
I think
just
the wrong
returned.
Country.
Right. People thought that until recently, you could go to Canada and seek asylum. And then they changed. Hold on, Mark. Then they changed their laws.
The
you can't seek asylum.
For the soldiers that don't want to fight in the war, they come here too.
They can't, because Canada changed the laws, and now you can't go there and seek asylum. You didn't know that. Now you're caught up in this messed-up system.
It's not caught up, though. I mean, he had three years ago, if he would have said, okay, I'll return to the United States, then he could have faced whatever 90 days.
Yeah, 3 years doesn't even count.
I understand it doesn't.
But
and this is why I'm saying it's no wonder to me they sent you to the same asylums if these are the decisions you've been making.
Yeah.
Carl, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Mark,
he's trading 3 years in prison for 90 days.
He was concerned with that there might be more charges for him when he went back.
Now
he tried to escape from the United States, and so there might be more charges because of that. At least that's as I understand the
what
situation.
What makes sense to me, and I'm just saying what makes sense. I'm not saying what has happened to Carl is just. I'm saying what makes sense to me is, oh, I guess I can't stay in Canada. I'll, you know, retract that. I'll leave Canada. I'll go back to the United States. If they want me to serve, 90 days, it beats 3 years in Canada, and then I'll try to go to some other country.
I don't think that he didn't have the benefit of the perspective at that time. At that time when he'd crossed the border, he didn't know that it was going to be 3 years in
Canada.
And
now he's speculating as to what's going to happen to him.
Well, that's true.
I mean, what kind of charges is he going to get for asking Cuba if whether or not he can go to live there? I mean,
I don't know, Mark. I mean, this is the U.S. federal government we're talking about. It's the same group of people that just locked Mark Emery
up. We're talking about the Canadian federal government. I mean, he's turning over himself to the Canadian federal government in order to free himself from the U.S. federal government?
I doubt
government?
That he's
talking about jumping out of the frying pan into the fire.
Look, he didn't make the best decision, obviously, Mark.
Right,
but
and that's what I'm saying. I mean, what a
he
surprise
didn't have all
he
the
ended
information.
Up in some crazy institution.
He didn't have all the information at the time with which to make the best decision. you know, people aren't necessarily of this freedom paradigm when they're operating in their day-to-day lives.
It's a shame what's happened to the guy, but it's not going to get any better by trying to fight this.
I don't know if he I don't know if
three more years in Canada, that's a good idea.
No, I'm not saying I don't know what he should do, Mark.
I don't either, but I you know, it seems like what he's facing in the United States is 30 days. Go do the 30 days, Carl.
Well, again, we're jumping to conclusions as to what that he might be what
I
he
know
might be
that
facing.
If he just tries to stay in Canada, he's going to stay in jail the whole time.
Okay.
I believe that if he goes back to the United States, he's going to get 30 days. Then he will be free to go to every other country in the world besides Canada, because that's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Great Britain. I've been to Italy. I've been to Greece. I've been to 13 other countries. I have a murder charge. The guy can go any place he wants. He's just being silly. If he wants to stay in an insane asylum, he can. He's essentially making that decision.
I don't blame him for feeling how he feels when the federal government is out there doing things like locking up Mark Emery, a Canadian citizen, in a prison cell for the vicious crime of speaking.
Carl claims to have publicity. He doesn't have the kind of publicity by a long shot that Mark Emery has.
No, he doesn't. But
Mark Emery will likely get transferred back to Canada within the next 6 months.
Don't know that.
I'm just telling you what's likely to
how
happen.
How do you know that's likely?
Well, hey, stay in the jail in Canada, Carl. Have a good time.
You know, if
don't call me shocked.
Right, but at least he's got internet access. I mean, it could be worse.
Sweet. There's sweet jails in Canada.
He can call the 800 numbers from his jail cell. I mean, that's
look,
awesome.
Dude, I went to jail in Canada. In jail in Florida, I thought I was going to be raped. In jail in Canada, people were offering me cigarettes. Hey, you got enough to eat, bud?
Yeah
I'm fine.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you're in Carl's position and you think you're going to be in jail for a long time in the United States, and that's what he thinks. And, Mark, you don't know the details of his case, and, gosh, we don't want to get into all the details because
it'll
take forever. So you don't know what all of the ramifications are of what he's facing. He's talking about the Secret Service and everything, and so we don't know what Carl is dealing with.
He's talking about insane asylums, too. People in insane asylums talk about the Secret Service a lot.
But he can make, at least he can
helicopters
make
helicopters listening in on their lines. The government's out to get him. Carl's crazy, man.
But
I'm
what
sorry.
If they really are out to get you? Anyway, we're done. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.